Charlie, India radio check.
India, you're full quieting into the repeater. This is Gerald TR. My name's Tom.
Hey, Bill. Just checking to make sure if the setup is working today.
Is this Bill Franey?
Yes, sir.
Oh, God bless you. Oh, I just turned the radio on a little bit ago, Bill. I'm Tom. I'm here between Lake Robinson and Lake Cunningham. My wife's snoozing here, and I just woke her up, I think. Getting ready for field day coming up about 2 o'clock.
I had to go to field day in Gaffney with the Guardians, except I've got an event I've got to go to later today, and I just, I didn't have air conditioning for a week. I just can't see myself commit myself twice in the same day to the heat.
I can't do that either, Bill. I have congestive heart failure and a few other things. I'm 77 years old, and just not able to do that anymore, but I used to in the old days back up in Kansas when we lived there. We've been here about 15 years now. And it was fun, but yeah, I hope they have an EMT out there today because a lot of them guys are getting pretty old now, and it's dangerously hot. My weather station says 91 with 68% humidity makes it feel like 103. And I say to that, rain on that.
Having I had my first heat injury at Fort Polk, Louisiana. I have had open heart surgery, so it can get very adventurous for me in the heat nowadays.
What you mean? I was in the Navy in a flight crew, and I stepped off that plane in Wake Island, and I thought, oh my God, what have I got into here? The humidity in that was even worse than it is here.
What day are you planning on going to?
Oh, I'm not. I have an HF station set up here, and I'll just work a little bit of the CW for the fun of it. And I'm sitting here in my air-conditioned basement, and you can probably hear the fan going back over there. No, I can't get out in that over a few minutes at a time to go out and gather the eggs from the chickens.
I've got to get my Yaesu 991 together, start playing a little bit on HF. I'm fascinated by it. I've got a Yaesu 120, ATOS 120 antenna on top of a file cabinet, trying to ground it with a magnetic mount that the Yaesu guys told me would work indoors, but I've only managed to make contacts on 10 meters with that so far.
And I highly don't recommend that. You're exposing yourself to a little bit of RF there, but if you're running QRP or something, it would be okay, you know, low power. But I have three antennas out back, and the biggest one being 265 feet long, and the other two, one of them's 100 feet, and one of them's 129 feet. So I'm set up pretty good, and I just run a Kenwood TS 590SG, they call it. And mostly Morse code with me, but I can do voice too very easily.
Code qualified when I was in the Army, and as soon as I got the qualification, they sent me to permanent party. Never used it again. Never understood that.
This is N0TR with a man on the mountain. It probably took me close to a year to get up to the 20 words a minute to pass the test back then. It was hard, and I said, once I get that, I'll never use it again. And after I got it, I thought, well, that's kind of stupid, Tom. you worked that hard to get it. Why not enjoy it? And it's a much more reliable way of communication than single sideband. But I heard that the military's starting to use it some again, and that makes it kind of interesting.
CW is sort of like that, those wind talkers that they used during World War II. Not that many people use it anymore, so if somebody's actually listening to it, who actually knows what they're listening to or what it's saying?
Well, Bill, in some senses, you're correct, but in other senses, you're wrong. Code. You'll have to stop over some night and visit with us. It's unbelievable. Just set your dial on your 991 up there of an evening to 40 meters. You know, I don't know what license you got, Bill. I think if you're fairly new, probably just technician. That's the way I started out. But just run your thumb over the VFO and listen to how much Morse code's in the lower part of the bands. If it's during the day, 20 meters or 15 meters, you start out at the bottom of the band, like 14010, and start scrolling up, and you'll see that there are many, many, many stations all over the world. There's one. I'll turn that back down, but that's 14027, and it's a guy in R4A stroke 4. But other than that, I turned it back down. But you'd just be amazed how many people use the CW. I just received a card from the Marquesas Islands, which is way out in the Pacific, and I didn't even send for a card. I just got it from the Bureau, and I don't use the Bureau anymore. But I still get cards from there now and then. And I've talked I was in Vietnam, but I've talked to Vietnam once here. And I've talked to China several times. And Japan's fairly easy, and Australia and that. When the propagation's good, and we're at the top of cycle 25, so it's good for sideband or CW right now, Bill. Go ahead.
Figure out the antenna. As soon as I've got an antenna that I could run out the back window, and if I were to stick it out there, it'd probably be better than using the ATOS 120 in the house. Or I could stick that ATOS 120 out of the house, but I've got an antenna that I could run out and loop around my fence and run back in the window, and I just haven't done it yet. I have to get on that. I've spent a lot of time working on this particular radio just to get it right that I'm talking on now, just because I wanted to have one.
Yes, sir, I've talked to you a couple of times. I think you're in Traveler's Rest, and we're quite a ways away from each other, but not Traverse Rest, but Simpsonville, I think you said, down that area. It couldn't be any better, Bill. It's just perfect right now.
Manpack radio. It's ICOM 2730 Alpha with an Armalock chassis around it and its own battery, and it's running a whip antenna that's got to be double grounded in order to make it work.
I see what you mean, Bill. Tell me about that antenna again, and we'll see how it sounds.
Normally, we go on a hand, an HT, and I've got it adapted to go on this thing, and I can't remember. I'm too new to remember the adapter that I had to use it. And then I've got a ground at the base of that, grounding it one more time into the chassis of the Armalock rail system. Have what is referred to, I think, as a portable J-pole that I would throw up in the air. But with this one, I can run both 144 and 440 as long as I take 440 and shoot it out there at low power.
Listen to this and see if you recognize this guy.
And I've got it adapted to go on this thing, and I can't remember.
I'm too new to remember the adapter that I had to use, and then I've got to ground at the base of that, grounding it one more time into the chassis of the armor lock rail system. What's referred to, I think, as a...
And your Jeep pole's working fine. How's that sound to you? You recognize that fella?
I don't like listening to myself too much, though. Even when I'm putting up the podcast, all I do is check the waveform to make sure that's correct and throw it out there and hope it's right, because I just can't stand the way I sound. I don't know what it is.
Well, I think you sound fine. And I have a commercial radio license that I got many years ago. Looks like, I can see it, September 12th, 1994. I just got it in case I ever needed to use it. I was an industrial electrician and electronic technician, mostly in a large machine shop. And I thought it would be good on a resume, and I even got a CDL license just in case I ever got out of work. I had a family to raise. This is Ed Zero TR.
KQ4 Yankee Charlie India. Well, that's good stuff. But what you just, that sounded good enough for me to broadcast over this if I had to, I guess. I don't know how that would work, though.
Well, that would be very illegal, if you remember rightly. We get people doing that now and then, but not too often. Most of the time, everybody's pretty good on this repeater. We got a real fine group of individuals on here for the most part.
When we start getting closer to hurricane season again, I'm going to be doing a little research trying to find out if it's illegal for me to take broadcasts actually going over the ham and broadcast that out if there's something going on, like with Hurricane Helene.
You'd have to ask somebody that's a little more knowledgeable than me. I got my license back in 94 or 93, but... I checked that first because, yes, broadcasting is forbidden on here. But when they have weather nets and stuff like that, in the past, they used to have guys on here that did that. And I can't answer that directly. W4DJW could answer that, Dave, or possibly some of the other guys. But... I would check it out before I done it, though. That's a good idea, Bill.
You could have it running in the background and just, you know, while I'm talking so they could hear it going on and glean the information and pass that out. That's what I did during Hurricane Helene. I didn't have my license yet. But I have a general license now, but I didn't have my license during Hurricane Helene. So I had one Baofeng, UV-82 HT that I would sit out here and I would grill breakfast in the morning and I would listen to what was going on it.
Belfort, HQX, I hope I got his call right, Patrick. You've done a fine job of that, and I think you've done an interview with him, and you've done a fine job, and he just took it on his own recognizance to do that. And, there's quite a few nets on HF whenever the hurricanes are around, too. Guys in the old days, I call them, when I first started, and there wasn't internet in that, the guys from Antarctica, I've talked to them many times from here on HF, on voice, and some CW, but they would do phone patches. And they phone patch up from Antarctica like to Florida, and then the hams there would auto patch it through the phone lines to their families and that up here. So there's a lot of facets of ham radio that have been here and gone, and a lot of them that are still really quite helpful in times of emergency like that. That was a horrible hurricane, I'll say that.
I'm on a bounce. I got to get start getting stuff together for this event that I do have to go to. And I just wanted to come out here and throw the antenna up in the air and see what happened with it. So it was very good to speak to you, sir. KO4, no, I'm not Patrick. KQ4 Yankee Charlie India is clear.
4 Yankee Charlie India, this is N0TR, that's Tango Romeo, that's my initials, Tom Rouse. And like I said, we've been out here about 15 years now, so I guess I'm an honorary native, Bill. The pleasure's all mine. Really nice to talk to you today. Really appreciate what you do in your occupation. And I hear you pretty often. It just depends on a morning when I'm shaving and that, I turn the radio on, and sometimes during the day. But you take care, Bill, and we'll catch you down the line. This is N0TR Clear.